And let's have a look at what's making the papers this 28th day of December 2010. The Sydney Morning Herald says the New South Wales Police paid out $2.7 million in compensation last financial year to 22 people, including five children, who were wrongly arrested for breaching bail conditions. The errors arose from a faulty police computer system that were recording bail conditions incorrectly. The Australian leads with the headline, "Delay to National Syllabus Spreads," reporting that Victoria has joined New South Wales and Western Australia in putting off the implementation of the national school curriculum until 2013. That's despite the content of the curriculums for English, maths, science and history being ticked off at a meeting of National Education Ministers earlier this month. The Age covers the latest developments in Operation Wickenby into various people's tax affairs, reporting on the court appearance yesterday of Philip de Figueiredo, and I've probably got the pronunciation of that wrong, but I hope Philip won't mind, a 56-year-old tax accountant. He is from the tax haven of Jersey. He's been charged with one count of conspiracy to defraud the Commonwealth and one count of money laundering. The Age doing its counting as well, estimating that Operation Wickenby has cost $300 million over 6 years to date. And a quick wrap of the lighter news of the day. This is a time of year for symbolism, and the symbolic news of the day comes from ABC Online with their headline, "Train carrying gifts for North Korean air derails." South Korean radio broadcasting across the border into North Korea reports that a train carrying birthday gifts for North Korea's leader-in-waiting Kim Jong-un was derailed in a possible act of sabotage. And the silliest story of the season, AAP yesterday reporting the tale of a driver who whizzed past a highway patrol unit only to blow over five times the legal blood alcohol limit. He was asked why he was driving like that, and the man apparently told police he was unaware that he was driving a car. So I think that's probably reasonably good proof of intoxication as well. All right, on Summer Breakfast, we will be talking after 7:30 about the future of the Liberal Party in 2011. We'll also cross to the UK for an update on the terrorism charges over there with plans emerging of attacks on major landmarks. But that's coming up later. Now, of course, it's time for the news and AM. It's 7 o'clock.